This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Ballots were mailed Friday. They're arriving in mailboxes. Here's Rock County Clerk Jenny Thomas on how you can make sure your information is correct so that you receive your ballot no matter what county you're in.
So ballots are in the mail, and if you need to update your voter registration, which includes your physical address and or your mailing address, it's not too late. You just need to go online at govotecolorado.gov, and you can update your information there.
You can fill it out and return your ballot as soon as you get it, which county clerks prefer that you vote early. Once you return your ballot, you won't get any text messages or phone calls or visits from people. Election Day is November 5th. Now, when you open up your ballot, Rout County residents will find an I Voted sticker inside. It was designed by Brody Frentress from Hayden High School. It asks that you wear that sticker proudly. Consider taking a selfie with your sticker and the hashtag Rout County Votes. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has called off the hunt for that young wolf in Grand County. CPW says it is the fifth young wolf from the Copper Creek pack. Last month, that pack was captured and taken to a facility for continuing to kill livestock in Grand County. CPW says they weren't able to trap that last one, but they think it will be okay on its own, and they ask if anyone sees it, please report it to CPW. Paving operations begin today in Craig in the 900 to 1,000 blocks of Lincoln Street. There will be no parking on this part of Lincoln at this time. Should last 3 to 4 days. Reach out to the City of Craig Water Department if you have any questions. Work on 5 deteriorating culverts is happening around Steamboat Springs. Watch for lane reductions and slower traffic in these areas: Central Park Drive and the Pine Grove Road intersection, Val d'Azur Circle, Fish Creek Falls Road near Highland Circle and near Harwig Circle, Steamboat Boulevard near Greystone Drive. Work should be complete by November 1st. 2 more EV charging stations for electric vehicles are installed and ready to go at Steamboat Lake State Park. They're at the Visitor Center, good for any make or model of electric vehicles. The Moffat County Fair Board has some openings. 7 seats are for a 3-year term. 1 seat is for a 1-year term. Now, if you're interested, please reach out to the Moffat County Board of County Commissioners. You can send an email to emiller@moffatcounty.net before this Friday. You can own a chair from the Priest Creek Chairlift at Steamboat Resort. An online auction begins today. 8 chairs are available along with some trail signs. Bidding runs through October 23rd, and if you win, your sign and or chair must be picked up by November 1st in the Meadows parking lot. Trick or treat so others can eat is happening in South Rout County. Drop off some non-perishables or self-care donations to help stock the Yampa Food Pantry for the winter at Bonfilio Drug on Main Street and Oak Creek starting today through Halloween. Homecoming week, Hayden High School. Today's camo day for the kids and a JV football game in Rangeley. In football, Hayden lost to Rangeley Friday night. Sirocco lost to West Grand, and the Mustangs in Kremling are now undefeated at 7-0. The Sailors were off this past weekend. They also don't have a game this weekend as Battle Mountain High School couldn't field a football team this year. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.